All right, great. And Fairweather Fans is from Volume 2, High and Inside, which came out, I guess, a little more than a year ago, right?
Yeah,
a year ago, yep.
About March of last year. You guys were hitting the spring training circuit pretty heavy last year.
We were. We didn't make it this year.
And
we said we wouldn't miss one again.
It didn't take us long to break another promise to ourselves.
And you're going to add a verse tonight for Mike Mills? I guess Braves are his squad?
He does have his own verse. I don't know if he'll sing it, but he takes great issue with Linda and with our song "Don't Call Them Twinkies" and our account of the '91 World Series. So, when we play that song, which I don't think we are tonight, but when we do play that, he refuses to play the song under absolute boycott because it makes the claim that that Ron Gant pulled Kent Herbeck off the.
Kurt Herbeck pulled Ron Gant off
out the bag.
Yeah. Controversial.
Yes, exactly. So he has a big problem with that. So he brings in his verse. Right. Stating his problem with that.
Yeah. Right. Hey, baseball is a full contact sport on occasion.
So
you get sneaky.
But you know, and don't call them Twinkies. So we won't be hearing that tonight. Then is what you're saying with Mike.
We might.
Is Craig around? Yeah. Is he?
No, we actually. I'm not sure where he is, but we wanted to get him to sing that at the Met, but he's not around.
Because that was great at the Hoboken Street Fair last year when he came out. That was a highlight. Yeah.
I mean, I sing that in his place because he sings it on the record, but I'd much rather. I love when he does it.
Oh yeah, it's amazing.
It's a perfect Craig Finn lyric that song.
Yeah, he was very sad. He senses.
Yeah. The only two times I saw that song played were at the Bell House and the Hoboken Street Fair, and he was at both.
And yeah. Two times he sung that with us.
Yeah, those are the only two.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That's it.
I'm batting 1,000 for
you can look it up.
And Linda has her Twins tee on today.
I do. Yeah. I bought this is the first Twins shirt I've ever bought, and I was telling my dad, yeah, I bought it just in time for them to start sucking. He was like, yeah, you're either 10 years behind or 10 years ahead of your time. It's going to be a while before they're a contender again, but we'll see.
Yeah. Oh,
they've been known to surprise.
Yeah. Hey, 91.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the baseball project is here.
I'm going to mix some metaphors and call an audible on the
Phenom.
Let's do Phenom. Yeah.
Sure.
Since he's going to be here, this is a song by Steven Strasburg. Because he's going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pitching into,
He's going to be here at FMU tomorrow.
Hey, Jack McDowell's been on FMU. Why can't Strasburg?
Yeah,
Gerard had when they had that band. What was it with Scott Radinsky? What was that band called?
Well, there was Stick Figure. Stick Figure and then the second one had a
there's a four-letter
different
thing.
Like name.
It was like we should know that.
We should know that.
Yeah, well, I wasn't there, but Todophonic Todd can fill us in on the story tonight at Maxwell's. Apparently, there was a mix-up, and the band started loading in, and they ended up not playing, and it was Jack was not happy, so.
Did he give you the finger?
Now you have to do that one tonight because Mike Mills is in the lyrics.
That's
right?
True.
Yeah, we probably do.
But anyway, so so I don't know, maybe Strasburg. Well, it's a day game, so I don't know if he'll have time to come by tomorrow. But
if he gets yanked early,
that's right. You know, pitch
damn,
counts.
I'm going to FMU.
Yeah,
enough of this place. Right. You think going to center field and having a Shake Shack burger going out to the city? I can't decide.
All right, so want to do another song?
Yeah, this song that was off our Broadside Ballads record that came out last year, and we did a song every month for the ESPN website in the 2010 season, and this was the song that we put out right when Strasburg first came up and was riding high, and then he got injured. So the curse of the Baseball Project was in full effect.